Well, Molly Taylor has made history by clinching the Australian Rally Championship title, and it was the finale in Coffs Harbour. It wasn't without its dramas up there. She joins us now. Congratulations, Molly. Great to chat.
Hi. Hi, guys. Sorry.
How are you feeling? You're a champion.
Yeah, it hasn't sunk in yet, really, to be honest. But obviously very, very excited. It's something we've been working for a long time, and very happy.
Slats made mention it wasn't without its controversy. Can you take our listeners and viewers around that controversy with the protest and the rejigging of the placings?
Yeah, it was the outcome of the championship was changing every hour over the whole weekend. So coming into the event, there was only 6 points between the top three places, and in the rally there was 100 points on offer. So all up for grabs. And at the start of the event, looked like Simon was ahead, and then he had some problems and did the lead swapped around a few times, and basically it came down to the last day, and we were very close with one of the other competitors, and to score points, basically whoever won out of us two would then have enough points to win the championship. And the other crew, they got a time penalty for on the last day for a wrong time into a control, which basically gave us a bigger margin for the day, so we got more day points and won the championship. So there was a bit of obviously the crew having the issue with the time penalty, wanted to try and fight that, it is what happened. So there's nothing you can do about that, unfortunately. But for us, it all was a last minute turnaround, and everything turned on its head, and we came away with the championship.
Yeah, beautiful stuff. You finished 13th overall in the world as well. You must be happy with that.
Yeah, look, I mean, I guess for us to be able to compete in the World Rally Championship and against the WRC cars was awesome for us. Our focus was completely on the championship battle that we had going. But then, at the end of the rally, it was only at that point that we realised where we were in the WRC field and the first Aussie crew home. So that was, an added bonus, definitely.
I remember Subaru being really big into the rallies, then just deciding to get out of them. But they're back now, obviously, Molly, and you're a benefit or a beneficiary of that.
Yeah, look, they've been incredibly successful in rallying in the Australian Championship, taking 10 championships, and then had a bit of a break out of rallying, and it's really exciting to see them come back in. And obviously, for me, watching up and growing up watching the success of Subaru all those years ago, to then have the opportunity to be involved in the comeback, is a dream come true, absolutely.
And how did you get into it? Your mother was involved, wasn't she?
My mum was actually a factory co-driver for the Toyota team, who were Subaru's arch rivals. Born into the Red family. And I didn't actually start driving myself until I was about 16, getting my license to drive on the road. I loved watching mum compete, and my dad used to compete. But it wasn't until I had the opportunity to have a drive of a rally car at that age that I realised what it was all about and why it was so fantastic and so addictive, and got addicted.
I'd prefer to be a driver than a co-driver.
Oh, the co-driver. Yeah, that'd be the worst.
It's like me being a backseat driver. I'm the worst.
Yeah, the co-drivers are... They're a special breed.
They're gutsy.
The trust they have to sit next to us, and obviously, for me, to have someone like Bill Hayes in the car, who's so incredibly experienced, and he's come second in the championship quite a few times. So it was always the joke that he really didn't want to finish second again. So it's fantastic for us to be able to, obviously, as a team, you put in so much work together, and to be able to share that with the whole team was really special.
Here's a novice question, Molly. If you think you've got to go right and he says left,
right. You've got problems, Terry.
Yeah. I mean, he usually wins. Every time I try to argue, I lose.
Right, so. But you trust him, don't you? Like,
oh, I mean, you have to completely. Yeah. It's impossible to memorize all the different corners across the whole rally. So when you can't see what's coming up. And if you're in a battle and you have to really push, and there was many times this weekend where we really had to go for it, and so you have to have a complete trust, because if you break a little bit more to just to check things out, then you're losing time on every corner. So
right.
that trust is what it's all about.
How much are the cars modified for rally driving?
The car we're running this year is actually a lot less modified than a lot of the other cars in the championship, where we decided to run the Group N production regulations is what it's called. So it's quite similar actually to the road car. Obviously, we've got the suspension and the protection and that kind of thing that's required to drive on gravel. But as far as control arms and a lot of mechanically the engine and that kind of thing, the whole idea for us coming back into the championship was for Subaru to take a car that's very, very similar to what you would drive out of the showroom and see how it performs against cars which have more modification and things like that, and it's obviously proven what a good car it is.
Molly, congratulations again. Just wanted to say well done, and we'll be following your career, and let's hope there's many, many more titles to come.
Thank you very, very much, guys.
No, thank you. Molly Taylor, the Subaru Rally Car driver. She's now the Australian Rally Champion.